Hey everybody, this is Tim Shorts of Gothridge Manor, and I am not doing a drive-home podcast, but I'm doing a run and get in some. I'm cooking tonight, so that means I ordered something and I pick it up. Oh, there's a bunch of little deer over there. Welcome to Western Pennsylvania. Yeah. I got back on ShireCon. Got back from ShireCon on Sunday, so Joe the lawyer was generous enough to host me, and I gotta say, Joe was a very generous and great host. If you're ever to make friends with him and go out to Connecticut to check out ShireCon, you know, hit him up. Yeah, he's a very good person to, and it's never boring with Joe. So, yeah, good things. Oh, and as you can tell, now this isn't con crud, surprisingly. So, as the notorious con crud, I actually started feeling, because I think the convention started Friday evening. And I started feeling this on Friday morning, so I didn't even get a chance to get ConCrud. I had already been baking this up beforehand. Luckily, it didn't keep me down from enjoying the convention. It just kind of made it a little bit harder to talk on Saturday night. I think the worst it did. And then after driving back home, I think it took about 8 hours. And sleeping, I think, out of 3 days or something like that. I think it was 11 hours we slept, something like that. Can't remember. Maybe it was 13 hours. And when I got home, I think I slept straight for 12 to 14 hours. Luckily, I took Monday off, and that was a kicker day. And I just recovered because I was just not feeling great, as you can hear. But now it's more annoying than anything. But what would a convention be without bringing home some gaming books and some sort of upper respiratory infection? I mean, I think that's tradition, isn't it? You know, dice, new adventure, some zines, and sinus infection. That sounds about right, doesn't it, for a convention? Now, this is going to be a quick commercial break for the Joe and Bro Fire Pit Show on Joe the Lawyer's YouTube station. He hosted me over there and did a fireside chat on Saturday night. We talked about the convention. We talked about gaming philosophies, people we met. It's actually a fun show. Got to meet Mike's dog, Roscoe, and had a good time with Roscoe. He was a very friendly dog. And, if you get a chance, guys, go check it out. It'll probably cover points that I'll touch on here in a little bit more detail. So, again, that's the Joe the Lawyer YouTube station. If you're not a member, please join it. It's freaking funny. It is funny, especially when him and his brother go at it. Oh my gosh, he cracked me up. All right, now back to our irregularly scheduled program. Now let's talk about the con, ShireCon. This is a convention. First convention I've done in 8 years. Joe, Matt, and Rob went to it last year. Joe was trying to get me to go, but I was still not healthy enough to really do too much last year. This is the first vacation I've taken in over... This is the first vacation I've taken, I think, in 4 years, guys. Something like that. Because I've always had to use vacation days for medical appointments or sick days, but, you know, the past few years. But I told him, just because it's a 9-hour drive out there, and I really... And it's just for one day of conventions. Now, of course, I would always want to meet Joe and Matt. Rob, I know. We've been around for a while. Got him covered. But I was like, you know, when it becomes a 2-day convention, I'll come. Well, and then it was like a few months later, and they reported they were going to add a second day to the convention. So I did. I made good on my promise and showed up. Unlike Matt, didn't show up, didn't fulfill his promise for losing that he did to Joe. But that's something else. So I went, and so it was a 2-day convention. I would say 1 day and 1/3, because there was only one session on Friday at a Friday night. But I heard that they're going to do add a Friday afternoon to it. The venue's nice, good movie theater, lots of space, room to grow. The town around it's super nice, good restaurants. I will give anybody who goes there a warning: do not order the entrees from the restaurant, because it is giant. And I am not exaggerating. I am not trying to, you know, scare you either. But if you order the macaroni and cheese, it will be around 5 pounds in weight of, I think it's called a 3-cheese macaroni. So it's like, literally, it adds up to 5 pounds of noodles and all the cheese. And then, of course, all the grease that comes off of it and everything. I guess it's still cheese at that point, or just cheese grease or whatever. But it was so huge. I can't believe it. But and then when Ivy was going through my bags unpacking and stuff like that, she found half of a giant, I think it was croissant sandwich. Like, and she goes, "What is this?" She holds up this tinfoil thing. I said, "Oh, that was my breakfast sandwich." She goes, "How long has that been in there?" I said, "I think since Saturday morning around 7 o'clock. Because you realize it's like Monday afternoon now, right? And I'm like, it's in the tinfoil. So, you know, maybe I should have saved that for my unboxing of what I got at the con. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about Tom. Tom Wilson, he's the one who runs the con. Tom Wilson, I know him, I knew him by name for the longest time. He and I were the short adventures guys, the one-shot guys. He had some Kickstarters that were kind of, what were they? They were geographically themed, what are they doing? And I, you know, been pouring out micro-adventures for a long time. And so I kind of always knew him as that. And then I knew he was doing like some stuff for North Texas. And I've always liked Tom's stuff. I have a small section of a gaming shelf set aside for Tom's stuff. That's when you know you like somebody, when you have dedicated a small or a section of your shelf to them. And it's only organized by, you know, them. So not by a system, this is Tom's side. So that's what I have right now. And then I got to meet him. I didn't get to talk to him too much. It was very brief. Got him to sign the adventure that he put out for this year's ShireCon. Super nice guy. Very organized. The con ran really well. He had some fantastic volunteers. Everything ran on time. He got good donations for the auctions. Everything was interesting. Yeah, it was just, kudos to Tom. I can see that thing just growing because of the effort he's definitely put into the thing. So well done, Tom. I know you probably don't listen to this, but maybe somebody else will that knows a friend that knows a friend, but definitely high respect for what you have done with the con. Convention itself. So Friday night was game nights with Joe. So I scheduled because he's got a new system and he wanted to try it out. I wanted to make sure I was the first to heckle him and his system. And that was accomplished during Friday night. He's kind of does like Joe's a house ruler, MF-er. He'll take some rules and say, "I want to run 2E. And then he'll spend, you know, 3 years house ruling the hell out of it. It was fun. Got to play there with a couple of folks I didn't know. And then I also got to meet, first time I ever got to meet Joe too. Like, I don't know if I mentioned it in the other section. So that was really cool. And then I finally got to meet Tenkar, Eric, and his wife, Rachel. And she's a sweetheart. Rachel is. You know, Eric's, you know, I think somebody called him the essence of evil or all evil or something like that. You know, after meeting him, can't deny it. The guy's just, you know, a wicked soul. Nah, it was really cool meeting those two after all these years. I've talked with Eric online since 2009. He was one of the first guys in the blog that, you know, we kind of came on at the same time. I think he started in April and I started like a month later. It was flip-flopped. I'm not sure which. So it was really cool. So now my longest, I think, OSR guy that I've known, person that I've known that I haven't met yet is Matt. So, and Matt punked out because he had some responsibilities. Damn you, Matt, for being responsible. So that's what you get. What else? So, yeah, so his game. Game went well. I thought he ran it well. The funny part is he didn't know he had a color printer. Or he didn't know that he didn't have a color printer. So when he wanted to print out this map, it came out pretty much all like dark grayscale, which means it just came out, you couldn't see anything. But he was finally kind of able to figure out a little bit of something to make it feasible and readable. And then Saturday morning, I got to meet Jeff Tulaney, which was really cool. I mean, he's, you know, the Hyperborea beast guy. And I got to not only game with him, he killed me. He murdered me by seducing me with a vampire and then murdering me. Everybody's like, well, if you got to go. And I'm thinking, what are you talking about? They're like, well, you know, it was beautiful. I was like, no, it was a vampire. It was this crusty thousand-year-old man who seduced me. It wasn't a good looking chick. Like, no, that's not good. No, yeah. But I think we had a TPK. Jeff killed us all. You know, I think he laughed a little. No, he laughed a lot. Maybe he even raised his arms and went, "Ooh, I win." No. But he runs a real good game. I've known about Hyperborea, never really played it before. But it's one of those ones where the classes are integrated with the system. And I always prefer that. I like that. It just gives the classes a lot more flavor and not the generic, you know, just fighter mage stuff. So I did like that. And then that was it. So those were my games. Because I want to leave myself some time for just hanging out with folks. And I did get to meet several folks. One of the guys, I actually went there purposely to go look, to meet and talk to. His name's Daniel Norton. He has a pretty successful YouTube, I'm going to call it a station because it's a show of my age. Channel. Thank you. YouTube channel, called Bandits Keep. And I briefly got to meet him. We were kind of passing each other in the stairs and got to exchange a few words. And Daniel has been a very great supporter of mine throughout the years. And I was hoping to have a little bit more time just to you know, kind of get to know him a little bit more on a personal basis. But unfortunately, that opportunity never came to be. So, but maybe next year or another time or something like that, or maybe it'll give me the excuse of, I did finally, it's funny, I've been watching the guy's channel for a while, but I never fucking joined it or subscribed to it. I do dumbass stuff like that. I'll sit there and watch somebody 10 videos, and then I won't join. You know, every video it says, please, you know, subscribe and push that notification bell. Well, I'm the dumbass who just ignores what you're saying anyways and goes on to the next video. So, but it was pretty good. It was overall, I mean, it was a really fun con. It was. And I definitely will make my way back again. You know, Joe's definitely trying to get my butt back there next year. And, you know, right now I'm just too tired. I can't even commit from a year from now and stuff, but We'll see. We'll see. But I'm going to do an unboxing with everything I have on a separate episode. I got a lot of stuff. Met a lot of cool vendors. I'm going to go through that in a follow-up. Probably pretty close together to this one. Do an unboxing. And then if I do, I might start up my YouTube channel here and do it on that because it's a little bit better. And I already have a YouTube channel. So if you're listening to me, go look at Gothridge Manor. Thumbs up and subscribe. And hit that notification. How do you say it? I don't even know. It's something about smashing something, right? Smash the notification bell. No, so subscribe and smash the notifications bell. I'm so bad at this. So do whatever everybody else tells you to do at the end of your videos and join up. It's going to become more active. It's been dead for a few years. I do have some cool videos on there. Check out the Silent Hill one. I love that one. Or Treetop Hill. But it's kind of got a Silent Hill. No, it doesn't have a Silent Hill vibe. But it's just got this Appalachia feel kind of thing that I was going to do. But anyways, I might do that. So if you're listening, check it out. And hopefully I'll have something up there soon. So, all right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I got to go get something to eat. Take care. Roll better meme. We'll talk soon.